is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Ron, has Antonio Brown hit crazy town, or is he playing us all for a fool eventually?
Not crazy.
I think he's heading to crazy town, is he not?
I'm not trying to use this lightly, but it's almost as if he's bipolar.
This is very weird. This latest Instagram post is jumbled nonsense.
Yeah.
He makes a couple of points in it, but as it's been pointed out, the points that he's making, I'm sorry, they're not practical. First of all, he says, if your squad wants to win and your squad wants a hungry wide receiver who's the best in the whole world, someone hit my phone. Well, they can't do that, Antonio Brown, because that's tampering. You still are a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have to trade you. They can't call you. They have to call the Steelers. You're not a free agent. I mean, what are teams really going to pick up the phone and talk to you? Here, you want out of Pittsburgh. You are still a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You met with the owner. Everyone agrees it's time to move on, but they control that. They run that. And by the way, so if you think about picking up the phone and calling him, you better make sure you got some guaranteed money, because as he points out in the video, tell them I ain't doing no unguarantees. Boy, that's like three negatives in one sentence. I ain't doing no unguarantees.
I know in the last hour we were talking about how there's an AI out there that can mimic people. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there is some use out of it.
Okay, so basically let's break that sentence down for a second. He says, I am not doing, okay, so he's not going to do something, no unguarantees. So an unguarantee is a deal that is not guaranteed. He says he's not going to do that, so he doesn't want any no unguarantees. So he doesn't want that, but he ain't doing that. That's three again. That's three negatives in one sentence.
Is it one of those things where he will be doing it then?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Do two of them cancel out, and he's still back to the no? So he's good?
Because it's kind of like on the same line as I can't care less.
Yeah, right. The correct way to say it is I could not care less.
Yeah, I could not care less.
Never say you could care less. When somebody says, hey, I heard you're dating Stacy.
I could care less.
And they're like, well, Bob told me. And you're like, I could care less. That means there is a chance that you could care less than you currently do. The correct way to say it is I could not care less, meaning there is no point. I am at the bottom of caring about this issue.
So then Antonio Brown is saying that he, repeat it.
Tell them I ain't, which is am not. Yep. So I am not doing no unguarantees.
I am not doing.
The correct way to say that would be I'm doing no unguarantees. Wouldn't that be the case?
I only want guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, he should have said that. Wouldn't that be easy?
That makes it.
Tell them I only want guaranteed money. That's a better way to say it.
I know exactly what you're saying now, Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
When you say that, I ain't not doing no unguarantee.
Okay, so he says, tell them I ain't doing no unguarantees. I ain't even going to play myself no more for this NFL. Okay, what the hell does that mean? You just told people if they want a hungry wide receiver who's the best in the whole world, hit your phone. And then you say in a sentence, I am not even going to play myself no more for this NFL.
I think play is, you know, the slang term for play.
Okay, so all right, maybe
not actually on the field playing, just like, you know, you can't play me anymore.
Then he says, I think I've done everything. What do y'all think? I think you've done very, very well. What's left for me to do? Win a Super Bowl? Got to be the right team for that, right? Yes. That's correct. Yes.
That, like the Patriots. Tends to help out.
Tends to help if you play for New England.
Okay? He's not going to go to the Patriots.
No, but I'm saying if he wants, he goes win a Super Bowl, got to be the right team, right? Yeah, the Patriots, because they tend to win all the Super Bowls. Your team got guaranteed money.
Give him a guarantee.
No. If your team got guaranteed money, they want to know me, work with me, tell them to call me. It can't call you. Your phone is not going to ring. They can't call you. I can't. His agent needs to talk to him. Okay, because here's what's going to happen. Antonio Brown's not going to get any phone calls, and he's going to do another Instagram video where he's going to call everybody out in the league for not calling AB, for not wanting AB, for not wanting to have AB on their team to win a Super Bowl, and then he's going to go, and screw all of you, I don't even want to play anyway, when the agent should be telling him, hey, no one's going to call because that's tampering. They could call the Steelers, but they can't call you. He would probably go, oh, okay, maybe so.
So, I mean, he's fine. He's going T.O. on us.
He is going T.O. on us. And here is the cherry on top of the T.O. sundae. Don't call him A.B. anymore. He wants to be called Mr. Big Chest.
What?
The hell does that mean? Mr. Big Chest.
There's a song coming out, right?
What is this?
Mr. Big Chest. Who do you think you are?
What is he doing?
Big Chest?
Mr. Big Chest?
Like chest, like, you know, like his chest.
Is he saying Mr. Big Chest like, man, look, I've worked my pecs out so much, they are actually larger than most normal people? Or is he saying I got a big chest like I'm thumping it? Like I'm being brash?
Can he make him dance like Terry Crews? That's all I care about at this
point.
That
would be great. That would be great.
Underneath the shoulder pads.
I like Antonio Brown, but he's heading to Crazyville.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he, you know, then he also, wasn't it he that Instagrammer tweeted out the photo of him and Rooney?
Yes.
Saying he that did. They patched things up. It's time to go.
Time to go. Patch things up. It's time to go.
It's like,
a black and white photograph?
Yeah. I still haven't heard from the Steelers camp going, it's time for him to go.
Okay. This reminds me of a very famous, this is a very famous analogy because everybody has heard this before, but I think it's apropos here. Remember when Justin Timberlake broke up with Britney Spears and everyone at first was like, why would you break up with Britney Spears? Yeah, she's so hot.
So
how
dumb.
Crazy. And just then stupid. Slowly over time, Britney Spears went crazy. Yeah. And you realize that Justin Timberlake sold the stock way before the market would have and made himself a killing. That is what's happening here with Antonio Brown and the Steelers. Make this work. It's Antonio Brown, for crying out loud. Steelers, calm down. Don't, stop being so petty. Make this work. He's crazy. I get it. Oh, I get it now. And Juju Smith-Schuster is not so crazy. I gotcha. Way to go. All right, Pittsburgh. I understand. I'm sure Art Rooney went into that office, said, hi, Antonio. How are you? Call me Mr. Big Chest. Yeah, it's time for us to go.
Yeah.
And Antonio Brown was like, oh, yeah. Whatever you need. Why was I even here? And he's looking around at his people. Like, why was I even here?
No, is he going to go? Get me out of here. Is he going to go Ocho Cinco on us and legally change it?
Yeah. Now that would be great. So it has. So or, his back of his jersey says Big Chest, but it's all one word.
Is this just a ploy and a setup to let us know that he's going to join the XFL?
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe so. Vince McMahon's like, yeah, Mr. Big Chest, I can totally put that on your jersey. We'll sell a lot of them. You come over here, play for us.
We'll name a team after Mr. Big Chest. We like that team name.
Absolutely. Have you talked to Bob Stoops yet? I don't know if you heard. Bob Stoops in our league.
No. They're calling that team Y'alls.
Yeah, that's the Y'alls. But, you know, maybe we could work something out where we change it to Y'alls Big Chest. That might work. Call Bob Stoops on that. Did I tell you Bob Stoops is in our league? We got Oklahoma Bob Stoops. They don't have Oklahoma Bob Stoops. We got Oklahoma Bob Stoops. Just talk to him. Sure, that'll work out fine. I'm sure Art Rooney was like, get me the hell out of this meeting as fast as I possibly can. This guy's crazy.
It was probably one of those things where Antonio's like, you know what? I'm glad you met with me. I think it's time to, to trade me. And Art probably was like, okay.
Yeah, okay. Or then again, I might actually have it all wrong. Maybe Antonio Brown was like, hey, Mr. Rooney, let me just let you know. I'm serious. This is my grievances. This is what I want. This is what I think would be best if we part ways. I think you could get this value for me. And he was like, wow, that's a really well done, well put together statement. He goes, now, hold on. What you're going to see in the next couple, you know, all that stuff, that's all me marketing, doing crazy things. I'm not really crazy, but I've put together a portfolio. This is where I think my value is, and you should be asking for these from these teams who need my kind of help. And they're like, wow, what a presentation. Well done, Mr. Brown. And then maybe that worked out. That so maybe I'm giving Antonio Brown some credit here. Maybe in the meeting he was a normal wide receiver businessman instead of this Instagram lunatic that I've been that I just saw.
No, because probably you said not. You know, you did the voice of Art Rooney going, oh, wow, that's very well thought out, Mr. Brown. And you didn't do his response. It's like, no, excuse me. It's not Mr. Big Chess.
Yeah, that right until the end, right?
Yeah.
Right until the end.
All perfect. And then the hammer drops and just reminds him, like, oh, yes, Mr. Big Chess.
Oh, no. Oh, and he looks around and he goes, oh, we were so close. We were so close to the finish line, and Antonio Brown just went the other way. Golly. But let me, in all seriousness, he can't, he's somebody better get to him and tell him his phone is not going to ring.
It's so bizarre. Okay?
It's not going to ring. These teams aren't going to mess around with tampering. They don't want to lose picks for Antonio Brown.
And really, what worries me and what frightens me is that, I mean, this escalated, what, November?
Oh, I know.
We're only three months in. And it just exploded with craziness.
It's totally true. It's totally true.
I mean, at least with like Terrell Owens or Ocho Cinco, it was spread out over a period of time.
Yeah, right?
We kind of got tested the waters. It was like, you know, T.O., you know, oh, okay, yeah, he's a bit of a diva. Oh, you know. He's doing some disrespectful things, and Ocho Cinco, you know, doing his thing, you know, all these weird antics, fake Hall of Fame jacket. Oh, he changed his name from Chad Johnson to Chad Ocho Cinco. That's kind of bizarre. But it was at least, you know, several seasons worth of crazy that we kind of got accustomed to. This one is like ramped up on full speed.
Yeah, it really did. It went from 0 to 110, like it very, very, very fast.
I mean, he had like one little, you know, a couple little things here where, you know, he filmed his coach post game. Yeah, maybe not do that in a locker room, but he's, you know, doing his social media, Instagramming live, you know, and he always shows up to training camp in bizarre fashion. Yeah. But those are all things that, you know what, we can kind of deal with it. Maybe it's because he was such a good wide receiver that we're like, we overlooked that there's been crazy there all along.
That's right. That's exactly right. The team is so sheltered that maybe we couldn't see this coming until we finally had to see it coming because it was finally public.
And then it just, I don't know. I also want to think that part of this might be Le'Veon Bell's fault. That maybe he's seeing that. It's like, you know what? The Steelers did not budge once. I need to get out of here. I need to get to a team that will budge.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that will, you know, won't franchise tag me, will give me that max contract and whatever. Maybe
by the way,
I don't know.
Antonio Brown's blonde mustache, he looks like he's like 45, 50 years old. Doesn't he? In the picture?
Yeah.
He's got the hair is normal.
Nothing about him right now is working.
He's got this blonde mustache. It makes it look like he's aging. Like he's in, like he was like, you know, like Kyrie and Uncle Drew, right? Like just kind of went like, oh, this is what I would look like at 50.
He needs to go back to, you know, having his hair look like a Lego piece.
Yeah.
You need to go back to that, Antonio Brown.
that was better, Antonio Brown. Oh, God. Get off the crazy train, AB, or Mr. Big Chest, or whatever you want to be called. I don't care. 800-777-2907, or hit us up on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, or at Ron Culver, and a number of things. We'll get back to baseball coming up, the Manny Machado deal with the Padres, $300 million. What does this mean for San Diego? Ron Bloom is going to join us coming up from the AP, and we're going to talk to him about that. That's going to be coming up in 15 minutes. You don't want to miss that, as where baseball stands now. We did think it was going in one direction, and now it's going in another. It's Tony D and Ron Culver, SB Nation AM.